Joining us now from Silverado Country Club is the director of golf operations, the man of all great things, John Vesper. John, welcome into the golf shop.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm enthusiastic this morning, and it's early for you,
so thank you
for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. No worries. I was just on my way to work anyway, so we're good to go.
Well, yeah, when you're a couple weeks out on an event like this, it's pretty much a 24-hour-a-day cycle of being busy, is it not?
It is, sir. Yeah, we're just getting everything kind of ready and dialed in, and most of the bleachers are getting installed and skyboxes, so it's a progress in place and ongoing. So it's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
And you're fairly new at Silverado, coming there from Mission Hills, so you're not unfamiliar with events this size. But it was really cool to see the tour return to Silverado after it was absent from since 1980. Is that right?
Well, yeah, so 2002, so 12 years.
Okay.
The PGA Tour returns to the resort, Silverado Resort and Spa. It's this year's October 12th to the 18th, as you mentioned. But we have had some past events, the Kaiser International, which was 1968 to 1976. We had the Anheuser-Busch Classic, 77 to 1980.
I remember that one.
The Trans-America. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, I remember that one. I remember that one as a kid.
Yeah, right. And then the Trans-America PGA Senior Tour event that was 89 to 2002.
So, all right, the bleachers are coming in and all that. We're sitting here on the East Coast. Our listeners are largely East Coast audience. Not all of us can get out there, and not all of us are that familiar with Silverado. So as the bleachers are coming in and TV's setting up and, where will we be? What holes will we be focusing on, and where can we expect to see some great shots, some tough shots, some drama, some carnage? What, as people who are watching it on TV, what should we anticipate from the event?
Well, it looks like, the golf course is an amazing golf course. Every hole is going to be a challenge for the players. But you're looking at holes 1 through 4 to start is a pretty good stretch. Greens, the entire 18 holes, greens are pretty undulated, relatively small greens. They're going to be quick. So you have to hit the ball in the right spot. But holes 1 through 4 is going to be a good start. If you can get through there, maybe 1 or 2 under or even, I think you're going to have a good start.
Wow.
14 through 18 is where you're going to focus in on the players coming in. And, I think that's where the tournament's actually going to be. After you play 68 holes, you're looking at the last, four, to really make kind of a move or really win the event. That's just my opinion.
Right. Well, and if you have a weather issue, wind, rain, cold, what's the worst scenario that could hamper scores out there on that course? Is it wind or is it wet?
Well, it's amazing. One side of the city, the south side of the city, could be windy, where the Silverado and Napa sits. We're kind of covered in like a little bowl. So we don't get as much wind as you would, in the north side of the city than you would in the south side. So, but if it's raining and you have some inclement weather, just keeping the ball in play, in the fairways, the rough is going to be, scheduled to probably be about 3 inches high.
Mm.
And, you don't want to be hitting out of the rough.
No.
That's for sure. Especially when it's damp. You're going to get some knuckleballs coming out of there without any spin. So it'll be a tough venue this year.
So both with tight fairways, long rough, and small undulating greens, it seems like accuracy is going to be at a premium.
Correct.
So what kind of player on the current that you're sort of forecasting will be there? Whose game seems to fit Silverado best?
Oh my goodness!
I know it's a tough one.
It's hard to say because we don't really have a list of the players that are actually committed to the tournament yet. So, but the player that's really going to be accurate, a lot of times we look at the players hitting it so long and so far off the tee nowadays, right?
Right.
That the length really doesn't need to be, I don't think, especially if you have some conditions, some weather conditions. I believe that if we can get the ball in play at a certain yardage to the hole, short game is going to be the key, though. Even if you do miss the green, or if you do have a false front or a false side, the ball kind of has a trickle off into the rough or into the fringe. You're going to need a good short game, to get it up and down. And, you know, the players that have the good touch around the greens and have the accuracy off the tee, I think those are the ones that are going to last, you know, that are going to come in at the end of the day.
So from, you know, say let's say 150 in, are your greens the kind, I mean, they're small, they're undulating. Is it a place where you launch the ball and it's lawn darts, or might we see some guys bumping them and running them up the fronts? I mean,
No, you won't be, I don't think you'll see any of the bump and runs. I mean, you have, you know, we have greens that are going to be elevated a little bit. You've got some greens that are, you know, bunkers, you know, situated around the greens. So you're going to need to look at pros that are going to be able to, you know, players that are going to be able to, you know, place their shots on the greens at a certain distance, right? You know, just taking advantage of where the pin locations are and trying to set your golf ball into those locations. It's not a lot of, you know, running the ball up. It's going to be some target shots.
Well, our board op is super young, and he just looked at me and said, like, what are lawn darts? Come on, man. Those are very unsafe toys we played with as kids.
I know. Exactly.
Well, we're talking to John Vesper from Silverado Country Club out in Napa. And, John, you know, so we're talking about how to get, you know, get around your course and what we should be looking for. Are you looking at, you know, what's going on at the Deutsche Bank? I know it's a 4-day tournament and it's still a little bit early, but do you start to look at, to get a sense for what guys are going to, you know, automatically be out there playing there?
That is one of the things that we're looking at, I believe, you know, just to kind of see where, you know, where people are finishing and who's going to be, you know, coming over and committee. But we're going to have a good field. You know, we're going to have one of the strongest fields, I believe, that we've ever had. And you know, really looking forward to this year's event. Really are.
Well, Sangmun Bay took it last year. I sneaking suspicion that someone's going to crash. Somebody new is going to crash the party, obviously, this year. And so as we look out a little bit further and we're starting to get ready, do you dare tell me what the score might be? Is this going to be a 6-7 or 12 or 15?
You always want to see, you know, what the score is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But last year, I think Sang Lu shot 13 under. I think
maybe 15.
13 to 15.
I think it was 15.
Yeah, 15. Yeah. And so, you know, that's a good, you know, that's good. You know, that's strong. I mean, you know, somebody that's, you know, going to be making some birdies out there, you know, could shoot, you know, 16, 17, 18. But I think the goal for us is to get the golf course in a situation where you're shooting 13, 15 under, you know.
And we love that as fans.
I think that score is going to hold up this year too, you know, 13, 15, I believe.
Well, yeah, and as fans, we adore it when on Sunday guys are able to go for it and shave strokes off at the end, and it gets dramatic and the leaderboard changes and tipsies, topsy-turvy, tumbles. That's always good for entertainment value. Well, John, I appreciate you joining us this morning, getting up early and on your way to work, and good luck in your preparations, and we will all be watching thefries.com in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for the invite coming on your show.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thank you so much.